This goes to Jennifer Barnhart, B-A-R-N-H-A-R-T, N like November, P like practice. Fax is 989-463-2249. Regarding Sharon, last name Schutt, S-C-H-U-T-T, date of birth 10-14-1939. Dear Jennifer, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Schutt, who was seen for a post-hospital follow-up on February 21st of this year after she had an instance of acute renal failure in November of 2022 with a creatinine as high as 3.6. That was due to ibuprofen use, vomiting, and dehydration. After discharge, her creatinine returned to baseline, which is about 1.1, and has remained in that range since. She's feeling well. She does have a lot of arthritis and a lot of early morning stiffness. It takes several hours before she feels like she can move. Of course, she is not using any of the oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs anymore. And she will be talking to you about possibly being evaluated for inflammatory types of arthritis, including psoriatic, P-S-O-R-A-T-I-C, arthritis. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. Her weight is stable over the last 6 months. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, and no peripheral edema. Medication list is reviewed. She uses Tylenol arthritis for pain only, and no non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs are used. Physical exam, weight 180 pounds. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 132 over 70. Pulse is 67 and oxygen saturation is 96% on room air. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no ascites, and no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done August 16th of 2023. Creatinine is stable at 1.15, estimated GFR is 47, albumin 3.9, calcium is 9.1, electrolytes are normal with a potassium of 4.1, sodium 140, carbon dioxide 26, phosphorus 3.6, intact parathyroid hormone slightly elevated 80.7, hemoglobin 13.0 with normal white count, and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression after recovering from the acute renal failure and hospitalization in November of 2022. We will continue to have lab studies done every 6 months, and she will stay off the oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. 2, hypertension is well controlled. And we will have a follow-up visit with this patient in 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.